Burglary.
Yeah, this burglary happened. It was actually at a, it was vacant at the time, a holiday home there at Seaview Terrace on Main Street, Rathmullen. This happened between Thursday, September 22nd and Sunday, September 25th. So the owner of the property had been alerted, actually, that youths had been seen in and around the property. So then they went to check on the building. And when they arrived, they discovered entry had been gained to the property. It's believed that access may have been gained through an upstairs unsecured window. And there was a smell of smoke in the house, and footprints were to be seen throughout the house also. Damage had been caused, now minor damage, to the shed door and also to one of the window hinges in the house. Some of the other windows in the house then had been left secured also by whoever had entered the house. So we appeal to anybody, look, especially residents in that area who may have seen suspicious activity in that area between the 22nd and 25th of September, to contact Gardaí in Milford on 91 53060. If anybody did observe youths or gangs of youths in and around any of the properties in that area, and if they can offer a good description of them, we would like to hear from them. And also, we're not placing blame on parents and, you know, in any form, but we would just ask parents to please speak to their children and their teenagers in relation to the seriousness of this type of incident, and to urge their young people that, you know, if they are in a group and this activity is taking place, just to, you know, pull themselves away from that situation. It is quite a serious matter. You know, it is classified as a burglary, and they may not realise that at the time, you know.
But also too, I think, and it might be talks to the appeal last week in our conversation with the property owner earlier today, Mulville, we also have to consider that maybe they haven't been informed of the fact that just because a premises has been vacant for a while, it doesn't mean that it's free to enter. It doesn't mean that you can, without consequence, go in and cause damage internally. I mean, we have to make sure our young people are equipped with all the facts. Now, a lot of that's common sense, and people might be screaming at the radio and me saying that, but it is... These are conversations that we maybe sometimes avoid, but we do have to have.
Of course, yeah. And look, regardless of whether there are people in the property at the time or whether the property is vacant, you know, the property does not belong to you. Simply, quite simply, you're not allowed to enter it, and it is classed as a burglary, you know. And these young people too, you know, they'll want to travel in the future. They don't want any sort of a criminal record, and they don't want maybe to have even a juvenile caution on their record, you know. And so we would just ask them to please pull back and distance themselves from that sort of activity.
And there's no justification for any crime, but there's nothing to this. It's pointless. It's pointless. It's like the case of Mulville. Nothing taken, just damage caused. It's, you know what I mean? So it would be a pointless, completely pointless, as they all are, blot on your record if you ever wanted to go out to Australia or America, wherever it might be. Okay. Now,